took it upon himself and bore it away. Nailed all our sins to the cross. And for our sins gave us his righteousness. For our defeat gave us his victory. For our death gave us his eternal life. And we thank you for it. We are such an enriched people. Lord, we can barely begin to take it in. But we know enough to give thee praise and thanks. Thou art our God. And we're thy people, the sheep, thy pasture. And we go in and out through Christ Jesus, who is our gate, our door, our life, our all in all. We pray, Lord, that you're mentioned this morning, touch them, help them, bring them through and raise them up, and encourage them, turn them to the kind of word we know would have to be. But thou art able to help them to look up and be in faith, even when they don't feel like looking up. Help them to do that. We pray for our country, how much we need thee. We've traveled far away from where our forefathers were as real Christians, wanting to establish the Church of God in the wilderness. Bring us back, Lord, to a place of faith, a place of humility, and grant us this wonderful gift of repentance. Restore and renew. For thy church, Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, revive us. Revive us in the midst of years and wrath, but never mercy. We lift up to thee any at this time who are feeling a special burden, or feeling maybe hopeless. Grant them renewed faith in Jesus, the risen one, who can work these things out wonderfully. And we pray for any who feel particularly unclean or sinful. Help them to look to the cleansing blood of Jesus, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Help each one of us that needs it to appropriate it, to be under it. Bless me to pray, use it for thy glory, at home, in many other countries. Grant us humble spirits, open spirits, right now, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth through Jesus Christ our